practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come your way once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and truly do thank the Lord for the pleasure of your company as we prepare our hearts to worship the Lord today in spirit and in truth, as this is the Lord's Day. And I do trust and pray that you'll be going to a good, solid, Bible-believing church where you can worship the Lord together with others who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ as well. We're going to begin the program this morning with a song entitled About the Cross.
If I had just one more song that I could sing you, one more story I could tell before I leave. If I only had one message I could bring you, there's no question it would be. The state of grace I live in, or the peace and joy I have when times are tough, and you'd see in all the blessings I've been given, that in the remembering the cost, there's something beautiful
Well, how we can thank the Lord for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course, we're not simply talking about that wooden beam upon which the Lord Jesus Christ died, but what Jesus did on that cross. He suffered and bled and died for the sins of the whole world, including your sins and mine. And that's why Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14 tells us that we should rejoice in the cross. As a matter of fact, the verse says, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Let us thank God today for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I thank God for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio today or upon whatever device you may be listening to the program. There was a time when you could only hear us on the radio, but now there are other devices out there, your telephone, your tablet, your computer, whatever the case may be, so many ways to hear the program. And however you might be listening this morning, I do rejoice and thank you for being there. And I trust that you will today determine to worship the Lord with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And if you don't have a church to attend and you live here in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service today will be at 10:30, and then our evening service this evening at 6 o'clock. We always do have midweek services as well, and that means that on Wednesday night we gather together at 6:30 for the children and youth, and then, of course, for the adults at 7 o'clock, where we have Bible study and prayer meeting and just a great time with the Lord. Today, during the morning service, we're going to be having with us a very special guest. His name is Don Demme. He is from Monrovia, Liberia, and he is the director of the Way of Truth Ministries radio station there, Bible College there, and, of course, he is also the one who planted the Harvest Baptist Church. And Don will be in the country for a couple of weeks representing his work and ministry, and he has a tremendous testimony for the Lord. And he'll be sharing that testimony this morning at 10:30. And so if you're interested in seeing what God is doing in the land of Liberia through one man who is truly dedicated to the work of the Lord, I would invite you to visit us this morning at 10:30. But keep in mind that if we can never serve you in any way, spiritually speaking, please don't hesitate to contact us. As I mentioned, practically every Sunday morning, we are very interested in the fact of your salvation. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon His name and ask Him to save you. Remember what I say practically every Sunday morning, that the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon His name shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Can you find a time when you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you have, I rejoice with you. If you haven't, why don't you do so today? Simply say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." Now, those words don't save, but if those words are the expression of your heart, then Christ will save you if you call upon His name. Again, Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says that. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means you. And truly, the fact of the matter is, God is God of His promise. And if you say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," He will. And if you make that decision to trust Christ as Savior, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We will send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. And I would encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. Once again, that's www.fbcaltoona.org and learn more about our ministry. But don't hesitate to contact us if we can serve you spiritually. Let us pray. Father, I thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather together around this radio today, and with the opportunity to praise you and to study your word and to prepare our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, you know the need of every person under the sound of my voice right now. For those who do not know Christ, it's my prayer that they'll come to know Christ. And those who do know Christ, I pray that this program will contribute to their spiritual growth and enable them to become even more prepared to worship you today in spirit and in truth. Take the program and use it for your glory, and we'll give you the praise for that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's a piano solo with that great song that I love very much, and maybe you do as well, Day by Day and With Each Passing Moment. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 6, and I would like to read with you verses 9 and 10. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, where the Word of God says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Christian's Attitude Towards Israel, let's listen to a good old gospel hymn, Mansion Over the Hilltop.
Mansion just a cottage below. A little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver. I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. In that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hill. In that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold.
Oh, isn't it tremendous that we who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior can look forward to heaven? I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to it every day. And if today would be the time for me to go to heaven, I would say, Amen, Lord, let's go. The Bible tells us that we are absent from the body and present with the Lord. And I'll tell you, beloved, I'm looking forward to that day. Well, if you're reading the newspaper or listening to the news at all, you'll know that there is turmoil once again over in the Middle East. And of course, that turmoil is taking place there in Israel as Hamas and Hezbollah and others who hate the nation of Israel are coming down upon them with the intent of trying to destroy them. And over the years, I've heard people talk about Israel and talk about the Jewish people, and many times people, including Christians, have had a negative attitude toward Israel and toward the Jewish people. Beloved, that should not be, in no matter what. Now, we realize that Israel is not a perfect nation, and the Jewish people are not a perfect people. But they are God's chosen people, and eventually God is going to bless them in a very, very special way. And you and I particularly, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, should not speak in a negative way toward Israel or in a negative way toward our Jewish friends. We should pray for them. We should encourage them. We should support them as we can, but let's not be negative toward them. Why is that the case? Well, that's the case because of what the Bible teaches about them. And today, I want to talk about the Christian's attitude toward Israel. And I don't have the time to dig into it deeply, but I want to give you some thoughts to take into consideration, particularly as you watch what's going on over in the Middle East, even as I speak. First of all, it's important for us to recognize that the foundation of their existence is found back in Genesis chapter 12 with the call of Abram, who eventually became Abraham. For instance, back in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3, the Word of God says, "Now the Lord God had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now that's often referred to as the Abrahamic covenant, where we see that God is promising to Abraham a nation, a great name, and truly one who would eventually be that individual who would bring blessing upon the entire face of the earth. And of course, that is what is meant when it says there in the last part of verse 2, thou shalt be a blessing. Why will Abraham be a blessing? Simply because of the fact that ultimately out of his loins would come the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to highlight verse 3, where it says, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Again, a reference there to the ultimate coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. But God promised Abraham, or said to Abraham, that I'm going to bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And ultimately, that's talking about Israel. And our relationship with Israel, our relationship with the Jewish people, should be one of blessing them and not cursing them. If you want the blessing of the Lord upon your life as a dear Christian, then I would encourage you to bless Israel and your Jewish friends. Don't curse them, simply because of the fact that God blesses those who stand with Israel and the Jewish people, and will curse those who do not stand with Israel and God's chosen people. So recognize the foundation of their existence is a special promise given to them through Abram. Secondly, recognize that God has given them a specific land. When you study the Word of God, you will find over and over again, it talks about the specific land that God was going to give or has given to Israel. And they've never yet completely occupied that land. The most land that they occupied was during the reign of King Solomon. But in the millennium, when Jesus Christ establishes his kingdom on the earth, then they will occupy the entire land. And one of the places where that entire land is spoken of is in the book of Joshua, where God was calling Joshua into the ministry of leading the children of Israel across the Jordan River and into the promised land. We find that God said this to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast." Now that's just one of several places where the land that God has given to Israel is spoken of in the Word of God. But I think that that's one of the clearest presentations of what that land is and where it is. Basically speaking, it's the Fertile Crescent, if you know your geography. It's basically that period of, or that portion of ground that goes from the Mediterranean Sea to the Euphrates River, from Turkey down to the River of Egypt, or Egypt itself. All of that area, including the Golan Heights and the Gaza Strip, belongs to Israel from God's perspective. And even though they don't have it yet, they will have all of it in the millennium. And right now, we know that Hamas and Hezbollah would love to have all of Israel, but they'll never get it simply because of the fact of God's promise to them. Thirdly, it's important for us to recognize that the current state of Israel is that of a spiritual blindness. Currently, Israel, the Jewish people, are blinded spiritually in that they do not recognize Jesus Christ as their Messiah. I would encourage you to take some time to study Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11, because that gives a lot of teaching concerning Israel, concerning where they are today and concerning what their future will be. But in the book of Romans chapter 11 and verse 25, we find these words, where it says this, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." Now, what does that teach us? Well, it teaches us basically that right now Israel is in a time of spiritual blindness, and they don't know the Messiah. They don't recognize Jesus Christ as their Messiah. But eventually, they will come to know him when the time of the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. That is, when the Lord is done calling out from the nations his church. Then, of course, the time of the Gentiles will be come in. And what does the Bible say? Well, it says in Romans chapter 11, verses 26 and 27, "And so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins." And so let's recognize the foundation of their existence. Let's recognize that God has given them a land. Let's recognize their current spiritual condition is that they are blind spiritually. And then let's recognize their future spiritual condition. They will be saved. In the meantime, let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem, according to Psalm 122 and verse 6. And then let's pray for their salvation, according to Romans chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Never speak of Israel, but that is evil of Israel. Never speak evil of Israel. Let me restate that. Let's never speak evil of Israel, but do what we can to encourage them. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Until we greet you once again by way of radio next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday is 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to The Voice of Faith.